to Victoria, where the government is taking submissions for an inquiry into what it calls the on-demand workforce. You probably know it better as the gig economy. The inquiry is looking at whether firms like Uber and Deliveroo are avoiding workplace laws and other obligations through their contracting arrangements. Last year, the tax office found that food delivery service Foodora had wrongly labelled its workers as independent contractors, and that finding came after the company was placed into administration. Natalie James is the chair of the Victorian Inquiry. She's also the former Fair Work Ombudsman, and she joins us on RN Breakfast this morning. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Kathy.
Now, there's already been a federal Senate inquiry on the future of work and workers. It handed down its report late last year, around the same time that your inquiry was announced. Are you going to be going over old ground then with your inquiry?
Well, certainly we will be taking on board the body of work that's already out there about the, you said, the so-called gig economy or the on-demand economy, as my terms of reference refer to it. And so the Senate inquiry is one of those pieces of work, and a lot has been said and written about this sector. It's changing every day, and this inquiry is very much focused on impact in Victoria and of course nationally on these emerging places. Platforms.
So who falls under the definition of an on-demand worker then?
Well, you've hit the first challenging question. There are so many different terms that are being used, and so many different forms of work that are evolving every day. You can get very hung up on definitions. What we mean at the heart of it is workers who are being sourced through digital platforms, that certainly is our focus, and via those platforms are being matched to consumers who have a need for whatever service it is that they are offering. And so we are interested in hearing from workers, from businesses, and of course from platforms who are facilitating this work.
So the key question here, of course, then, is whether you've got workers who are truly self-employed entrepreneurs, individual contractors, as the companies claim, or if they're actually employees with a rather convenient label applied to them. How easy is it going to be to actually navigate that and determine where somebody is, in fact, an employee but being treated differently?
Well, under the current system, it is very hard to navigate that question. And this is a challenge that I think the emergence of the gig economy has compounded or emphasised, but it's not new. Regulators like the Fair Work Ombudsman, the Tax Office and payroll tax agencies around the country wrestle with this every day, because we have a number of legal frameworks where the way you're treated is determined by whether you are an employee or an independent contractor. And that is the way it's been for a very long time. The Fair Work Act is also underpinned by these concepts. And it's always been challenging, because the only way to finally resolve this question is by taking an individual case to a court. And that is not a satisfactory situation if you're a worker or a consumer or someone engaging workers, and you've got people who have features of both categories of worker, if you like.
So, yes, last year we saw, I guess, one particular company really come under the spotlight, and that was their food delivery service, Foodora. I mean, they collapsed, but there was a lot of interest that was being applied by both the tax office and other government agencies. What were the sort of issues that came out of Foodora that you will be looking at?
Well, that is a case study, I suppose, and it's a great case study, because we've had a company set up operation here in Australia in around 2015, start providing services that consumers have very much welcomed, the idea of getting food delivered to their households really easily on a Friday night when everyone's tired and hot and bothered, more like at this time of year, and not wanting to go out. So set up in 2015, a model using independent contractors, people on often bikes or motorcycles, delivering food to us. Now, food delivery is not new. We've had that for a long time. What was new here was that it was a third party, not the restaurants, providing this service, and that it was so very accessible via our mobile phones. So the technology and the way this company set up created a new workforce, if you like. And so that's fantastic opportunities for workers who want to work flexibly, opportunities for consumers to get food delivered at home. The difficulty is that it was never clear what the status of these workers were. And so set up in 2015, the Fair Work Ombudsman starts to have a look and ask the question, are these workers really independent contractors? Because, you know, if they're employees, they're entitled to a minimum wage and they're entitled to superannuation. And so there are a whole range of issues that are determined by this question. Fair Work Ombudsman investigates. We've read that the tax office also had an interest. Fair Work Ombudsman eventually, in the middle of 2018, initiates legal proceedings, proceedings around three particular workers at Fedora, because you can only consider each case individually. And shortly after that, Fedora announces it's pulling up stumps, not going to operate in Australia anymore. Shortly after that, we see the company goes into administration. We read that most of the directors of the Australian-based company do not reside in Australia anymore, and they don't appear to be assets around, potentially to pay out debts. We read that the ATO has determined that the workers were employees, or that it was going to treat them as such. And then we have a Fair Work Commission ruling in the context of an unfair dismissal case that says that worker was an employee as well. So meanwhile, 2019, the company's gone. Consumers no doubt benefited over that period of operation, but we're left with a situation where for a number of years workers were providing their labour. They weren't getting a minimum wage under the Fair Work Act. They weren't getting superannuation as they would have had they been employees. The company's gone.
That company's gone, but there are other companies with a similar model, or appears to be a similar model, still operating. You've certainly got Uber Eats and Deliveroo. Based on those rulings, should those companies be on notice here?
Well, I think it's public knowledge that those companies have, you know, regulators are looking at those companies from a number of angles. From the Victorian government's point of view, our inquiry is broader than, I mean, we want to understand not just the legal issues, but the actual experiences of people operating in the gig economy. So we're keen to hear from workers about what attracts them to this work and what the good and bad and ugly of this kind of work is, I suppose. So the inquiry is seeking submissions. We'd like them by the 6th of February, including from workers and consumers. What has consumers' experience has been of the shared or on-demand economy? And certainly businesses, the platform businesses, but also other businesses. So businesses that are providing services in, if you like, the traditional way and perhaps competing against these models. So there are a lot of big questions to be closely looked at, and this will be an evidence-led inquiry.
How confident are you, though, that workers will come forward and share their stories? Because we've certainly heard reports of companies deciding not to use the services of their independent contractees if they speak out. Is there an issue here about keeping people away from your inquiry?
Well, certainly we are going to some lengths to make sure we do hear from workers. We've created a special form for workers because there's a lot of technical stuff in amongst these issues you and I are talking about here. From the workers' point of view, it's about their everyday. And so we've created a form on the website for workers to make it a bit easy for them to tell us about their experience. And the other thing I guess I would say is I would be very concerned if there was any pressure being applied to anyone to not participate in this inquiry or indeed any other investigation. It's a breach of Fair Work laws to threaten someone to terminate their services or to have some sort of other detrimental action taken against them because of their status as a worker, and all because they're participating in a process where they're telling people about situations with their work with an authority of some sort. So that's actually against the law, and I'd be very concerned about that. And if people are reporting that, then the Fair Work Ombudsman actually should seriously look at that, because that's inhibiting people getting to the truth of what's going on in this sector. And I should say we've had a very good response from the platform operators. They're absolutely engaging with our inquiry, and we look forward to hearing from them in their submissions and later through conversations that we'll have with them.
Natalie James, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Natalie James is the chair of the Inquiry into Victorian On-Demand Workforce and a former Fair Work Ombudsman. And workers, businesses, academics and unions, as she mentioned, have until February the 6th to make a submission to the Inquiry. The final report is due at the end of this year.